Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That right there was the second team foul on LA. Inbound to Holiday around the high middle screen. Pick and pop. Davis open three angle right. Bang! Got it. Oh, man. Anthony Davis with his second three-pointer. He has 38 points.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
2018-19 NBA season was the best of times, and it was the worst of times for Anthony Davis. Man alive, it feels like forever since we've seen him play. But Sean Kelly on the Pelicans Radio Network, evidence that, in fact, it did happen in the last 6 months. And now Davis should be happy because he is on his way to L.A., reportedly. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Really excited to welcome Kyle Goon from the Southern California News Group. He covers the Lakers. Well, let me ask you personally, Kyle, what's your reaction, or what was your reaction when you first heard about the trade with the Lakers and the Pelicans?
Amy, I'm not going to lie. I felt a little relieved because I think everyone kind of felt like this trade was going to happen, that Anthony Davis was going to eventually be on the Lakers. And for me, you know, it was just sort of a matter of, hey, it's done before the draft. We know what's happening with the number four pick. We know what's happening with some of the young talent that's on the team. We know that Anthony Davis is going to come to the Lakers. So I kind of felt a little relieved in the sense of, hey, this thing that's been hanging over everyone, It's happening, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers felt the same way.
What is your opinion of the exchange? So Anthony Davis obviously moving to Los Angeles, but what about the players and the picks that are going the other direction?
So there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of assets that the Lakers are moving to the Pelicans, and I think sort of the overwhelming admission has been the Pelicans are getting a lot for Anthony Davis. But the bottom line is the Lakers had to make this happen. And they've been dangling assets since January. They've been saying, hey, these guys are up on the trade block, and that's been affecting the team chemistry. And they kind of needed to make this happen or you know, kind of get off the pot.
I got you, Kyle.
That's kind of what it was. I mean, they had kind of put it out there so much since January that everybody knew that this is what they wanted, that this was the guy they wanted, that the Lakers by default chase stars, and this is what they needed to do. So I think that was something that needed to happen for the Lakers, even though people will kind of say they overpaid, they gave up a lot. I think Rob Pelinka and the rest of the Lakers front office needed to make this deal happen.
Well, and I think Anthony Davis himself or his camp kind of made this a foregone conclusion. As you talk about, it was expected at some point, whether it was pre-draft or whether it was closer to the season starting. But the fact that Davis let it be known that he was going to sign with the Lakers, now it didn't stop the Spurs from, or the Raptors, I should say, from acquiring Kawhi Leonard. But if you're talking about any other team, maybe the Boston Celtics giving up a guy like Jason Tatum, well, then maybe it's all for 1 year, and it just becomes ridiculous to think about giving up a player like that if you're only going to have Davis for just the one season.
Yeah, I mean, I also think that we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that, you know, Anthony, there's nothing that guarantees that Anthony Davis is going to sign an extension in L.A. And when you look at what happened with Dwight Howard and the trade that brought Dwight Howard to L.A. And how that came to hit the Lakers in the face. I mean, I don't think we should lose sight of that there's no guarantees. So,
right.
But obviously Rich Paul has kind of made it clear. He said, you know, the Lakers. Putting Anthony Davis on the Lakers is like dating J-Lo. So, obviously, Rich Paul is all in on the Lakers being an extension place for Anthony Davis. But I think the biggest question for the next year is Anthony Davis as in on the Lakers as Rich Paul is? And is Anthony Davis interested in signing an extension with the Lakers? So I think that's the biggest question for the team in the upcoming year, no matter what happens in the next season. But it's going to be interesting. Certainly Rich Paul has made no secret that he feels like this is the place where Anthony Davis needs to be. But I think the bigger question is, does Anthony Davis feel like this is the place he needs to be?
We'll find out. And, of course, Rich Paul is LeBron James' longtime business partner. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Kyle Goon is with us from Southern California News Group, joining us live to talk about the Lakers' big splash over the weekend. What kind of a reaction did we get from LeBron James?
Obviously, LeBron James is excited. I mean, even as far long ago as December, he said it would be amazing. Duh. the duh heard around the world with LeBron saying it'd be awesome to play with Anthony Davis. And I think if you look at their respective games, I mean, LeBron is the kind of guy who can take advantage of what Anthony Davis can do, scoring from basically all levels, handling the ball. I think the Lakers need to find spacing for both of them, and in order to maximize their game. But certainly LeBron is excited. This is a guy who he picked on his all-star team. This is a guy who he's made no bones about, yeah, I would love to play with this guy. So I think LeBron is definitely excited. And, I mean, given everything that's happened this offseason and all the drama with the Lakers, I think it's a positive for the Lakers that they bring in a talent like Anthony Davis for LeBron to play with for the next few years.
All right, so check this box. Anthony Davis will soon be a Laker. Kyle, then what next?
Yeah, it's a real question. I mean, basically due to sort of arcane salary cap rules, you're not sure if the Lakers can get that third max salary slot and chase guys like Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, Kemba Walker. I think if they had their preference, they would. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, if there's some roadblocks to them getting that max salary slot, they have to figure out a way to get shooting. That's the ultimate thing that they need. That was the thing that everyone looked at last year and said, this team doesn't have three-point shooting. And that is the thing that's going to give space to LeBron and Anthony Davis to kind of play their games. So I think if, you know, Kyrie Irving, Kemba Walker, Jimmy Butler aren't available, they're going to have to look at shooters for their, you know, 20-some million in cap space and try to build a contender around Anthony Davis and LeBron, which they failed to do last year.
So just to talk about the finances for a second, obviously they don't have to give Anthony Davis a contract right now because he still has a year left on his deal, though that would be a priority coming up. Do they have enough room for another max player?
Yeah, it's kind of up to New Orleans to allow them to. So if everything went perfectly right and they were able to wait till July 20th or 30th, they could have about that $32 million that allow them for that 25% of their salary cap to spend on a max player like Kemba Walker or Jimmy Butler. But I'm not sure that's going to happen, basically because what they would have to do is wait for the number four pick to become available as a part of their salary cap. It's very convoluted rules, as many of the NBA rules are. But basically, New Orleans has no incentive to make that happen. So their problem is they would, if in a perfect world, they would wait till July 30th and everything would be fine and they would have $32 million in cap space. But they might not be able to have that. So their two solutions are either trade off some of their other guys, including Mo Wagner and Isaac Bonga, and create more cap space, or kind of chase sort of those more marginal free agents, sort of like Wayne Ellington, Reggie Bullock, KCP, J.J. Redick, guys who can expand their shooting presence.
Got it.
And then kind of compete around that.
So we'll wait and see where that date of the trade falls and how that affects the Lakers' salary cap. So since the last week of the regular season, but obviously before that, when it became obvious that they were going to miss the playoffs for yet another year, it's been bizarro world around the Lakers. So the Magic Johnson situation, he's done interviews. We don't know who's actually counseling Jeannie Buss and where she's getting her advice from, not to mention just in general what people are saying. So how far does the Anthony Davis trade go to wiping some of that away and maybe changing the narrative around the Lakers, or at least the feel around the Lakers?
I mean, I think it's big. I mean, I think when you look at LeBron and the faith he put in the franchise and the fact that Magic Johnson's no longer there, I mean, I think that's a big thing for them in terms of getting buy-in from LeBron and saying, hey, like, we're trying to compete. We're trying to win championships and add talent around you that can be a Western Conference contender. And when you look at what's happened with Golden State, with Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson and everything that they're going to be going through the next year, the Western Conference is in a sense wide open. So I think that's a big thing for just in terms of messaging for LeBron. And I think it's a big thing in terms of messaging and before you hit free agency and saying, hey, we're serious. We've got two, top 10 NBA players. And if you want to get a ring, come join us. Mm-hmm. And frankly, with sort of uncertainty around Kawhi, around Kevin Durant, around many other of the top free agents that are hitting the market this summer, the Lakers just couldn't say that before now. And now they can say, we got two of the top 10 guys in the NBA, and we're serious about winning a championship this year. Come join us, and maybe some guys will take less money for that opportunity.
From one of his latest columns, Kyle Goon calls it the AD era and said it's begun in Los Angeles. Certainly never a dull moment. I think we've come to expect that with the Lakers. You can find Kyle on Twitter at Kyle Goon, and he covers the team for Southern California News Group. Great to catch a couple of minutes with you after a busy weekend, Kyle. Thank you so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.